All right, let's move on to Andrew Wiggins, who also could go number one. He came in with so much fanfare and hype. Did he live up to it, and how did he handle all of that?
Stud. He's a 10. You know, he was probably, you know, I hear LeBron, you know, in some of his post-game, you know, talking about how games scrutinized and, you know, he's been living with this since he's 15, which is very true. But you stop and think about Andrew. Has there been a more talked about or more picked apart player in college basketball in recent memory? And the kid should have been a high school senior this year. I mean, his highs weren't too high. His lows weren't too low. He's extremely mature off the court. He gets it. I think that he had an unbelievable freshman year. You know, averages, you know, he's all-time leading scorer at Kansas as a freshman by a large margin, and people always wanted more. And I mean, I wanted more too, but guys, did he perform for the most part and under the most pressures probably as any college freshman has seen in recent memory, just because of the hype they went around him. It wasn't fair, but he didn't ask for it, but it was there. And I think that right there in itself will allow him to be a great player for a franchise because he can handle the heat because he's already had to do it.
Yeah, the knock on him, fair or unfair, Bill, was that he was too passive, didn't have that killer instinct, disappeared at times. Is that a fair criticism of him or no?
Yeah, I think it is. I think that's a fair criticism. But if you were going to go back and look at the number one or number two or number three picks in all the drafts, are there not, you know, this is a weird deal, but, you know, Jordan was a junior when he was taken number three in the draft, and I don't know if he averaged just more points than Andrew did as a freshman for us. And you stop and when you stop and think about it in those type of ways, you know, it's pretty impressive what he's done. You know, he's good enough to get 41 in a big game, get 18 rebounds in a big game, get 6 block shots in a big game. You know, he's good enough to do those things, but he does leave you wanting more because he's so gifted athletically. But he's growing into it. He's a mature kid off the court, and he's mature. He's just catching up on the court, and he's understanding the game and how to play. But I mean, he's going to be a stud. He's a guy that I admit that I think, you know, he got 20 and you think he could have got 27. He got 9 rebounds and he should have got 12. You know, he has been one of those guys, but his competitive juice and all that stuff has just improved so much. And he's been in attack mode the longer the season went on, and the NBA game translates to him very well because of the open court and the openness of the game on offense. He's going to be a terrific pro.
Have you ever coached a better athlete than Andrew? The one thing that stood out to me as I watched numerous games, and I was, you know, I followed you guys for a while. I was at the Final Four when you guys beat our Buckeyes down there in New Orleans and all that. I love Ben McLemore, and he was athletic. But is there a better athlete, and does anybody jump quicker on the first and second jump than Andrew Wiggins?
No, we've had some pretty good athletes, but nobody's more athletic than Andrew. Nobody's. You know, his first jump is impressive, and if people have watched, you know, like those that Instagram pic that would fit out or whatever, you know, just so impressive, and you know, 44-inch vertical standing jump, so impressive. But his second jump's more impressive than his first, and his first step is what separates him from most athletically. So he's a gifted guy athletically that when his skill set improves a little bit to really set up his athleticism more, he's going to be a much more effective player. He can shoot it, but he's not pure. But let him become a 40-point, 3-point shooter in the NBA, which he will eventually. Now you're looking at a guy that you got to guard, you know, tight, and then his first step, he can go around just about anybody.